friends in Christ, there's a very clear theme that comes through from the scripture readings this morning. It's about the tremendous importance of faith at all times in our life, even in the circumstances where things might seem pretty hopeless. The first two readings give us examples of people with wonderful faith, even when everything seemed to be going against them. Back in the time of Moses, when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, we heard in the first reading this morning a reminder of how they were quietly praying and making sacrifices. It seemed hopeless, humanly speaking. They were in Egypt. Pharaoh, with all his tremendous power, Egypt is the most powerful nation in the world at that time. The Israelites have nothing. They are slaves. They've got no armies. They have no power. But yet they trust in God's words through Moses that he's going to deliver them. And sure enough, we know how God delivered his people by mighty works out of Egypt. And in the second reading, we hear in the letter to the Hebrews that we heard in Hungarian this morning, St. Paul is talking about other great men and women of faith in the Old Testament times. Abraham and his wife Sarah. First of all, God tells Abraham to leave his town, hometown of Ur, that's down in southern Iraq these days, go out to a completely unknown place, and he just obeys that in faith, not knowing where he's going to go. And then God says to him, you're going to be the father of a whole new nation. And that takes a lot of faith to believe. Why? Because Sarah, his wife, she's past the age of bearing children. But Abraham believed. And sure enough, when Isaac is born, even after that, what happens? We know how God put Abraham to the test. It seemed like he would have to sacrifice that son through whom he was going to be the grandfather of others and be the father of a whole new nation. Abraham always trusted in God, even though everything seemed to be totally opposed.
Thank you.
Well, in the gospel reading, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaks to us about living in faith all the time, being ready for the Lord's coming. He said, that's going to be unexpected. Might come like a thief in the night. When you're not expecting it, God's going to come. Now that can mean two things. One way that God comes will be the end of the world, when the whole of history comes to an end. Something completely supernatural happens, and what we say in our profession of faith every Sunday, right? He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. That's at the end of the world. But for every one of us, Jesus will come at the moment of our own death. And that's the immediate thing that we have to prepare for, living in faith every day. I'm going to read here some words I found pretty inspiring. There's a famous Italian saint, Giuseppe Alberione. He lived in the late 19th, early 20th century. He was a great pastor of souls and won many people to Jesus by his preaching and example. And he wrote these words encouraging us to think about what's going to happen the moment of my death, of your death. And I quote, in whatever place we die, there shall the judgment seat be erect, and we shall face it alone, accompanied only by our own deeds, good or bad. Christ has no need of witnesses, neither of the devil's accusations, nor of the saints' defense of us. He knows all things. He is the all-wise judge. He sees our minds and thoughts there. He knows the whole story of our life in detail, from start to finish. He knows how many letters have flowed from our pen, how much labor we have accomplished. He knows every step we have taken in our life, the studies we have pursued, the relationships with others, our daily routine of home life. Furthermore, the Lord knows how much should have been done. He knows the degree of health a person has, the degree of intelligence, keenness of mind, memory, and ability, the graces given to us in childhood, youth, and adulthood. There's an eye that sees everything, everywhere, always. There is an ear that hears everything, everywhere, and always. What tremendous consolation for good souls. Jesus will remember everything. Those victories over our passions, those little sacrifices, those repressions of angry impulses or words, that diligence at work. If the judgment were to take place now, could we say that we have, for the most part, been faithful to God? Judgment will come. For the sinner, it will be a terrible encounter. But what bliss will flood the faithful soul when he at last meets Jesus? It will be the long-awaited embrace of friend with friend. I found those words very inspiring to think about the fact that we have to live every day ready to welcome Jesus and be welcomed by him if he should call us, maybe tonight. I'd just like to conclude sharing with you something beautiful that happened to me yesterday that's really in line with this message of the scriptures this morning. I got a letter from a lady in California, a friend who'd been asking me to pray for at least a couple of years, for a cousin of hers. Let's say her name is Julia. And Julia, she was very worried about Julia because Julia was a Catholic but was completely turned away from the church. She was bitter. She was very hostile to the church. And she was gradually dying. She was institution. And my friend said, please, Father Brian, can you offer Mass for Julia and pray for her? And I said, yes, of course I will. And then she'd write to me every few months and saying, you know, I've been to see Julia. I said, don't you want to see a priest? No, she would refuse to see a priest. She didn't want anything to do with the church, and she was alone. She didn't have any other relatives. My friend was about, her cousin was the only person she knew. But she seemed to be completely just bitter and angry for something had happened in her life, and she was really mad at God, and she just couldn't, and completely negative. Anyway, my friend said, Father, please keep praying for Fern because now she's really dying. So I was thinking of her. Then just yesterday came this letter in the mail from my friend. And she said, Father, Julia just died recently. But you wouldn't believe something wonderful happened. She was in the hospital. And just the day before she died, a priest came into her bedroom in the hospital by mistake. She didn't want a priest. She was still refused. And that priest made a mistake. He was visiting some other patient and he got the room wrong and he went into Julia's room and, he just talked a little bit with Julia and she was still able to talk. And they talked a little bit and you know what happened? Julia ended up making her confession. And she died with the sacraments in peace with Jesus. All unexpectedly. God has his own ways of finding a way to people to reach them. So my friend wrote, said, isn't that wonderful? I wrote back and said, that's beautiful. I'm going to share that with my people because that just shows us what the scriptures are saying today. You have to keep believing and trusting in the Lord even when everything seems impossible. Because God will reward our faithfulness. God, just like with Abraham and others, he will reward our prayers. And now we give thanks to God that he's, by an accident, you know, humanly speaking, that priest came into the wrong room and it turned out to be the right room. And he got Julia, she came back and God touched her heart and she died with the sacraments. Let's take faith from that and be encouraged to trust in the Lord even when everything seems to be going wrong. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.